Welcome, everybody. Share number 10, 11, 1011, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we started talking about last year in reference to the Chaviv, whereby I have one fruit that I like better. So the question is, let's say I have two fruits in front of me, right? So now, good, there's not a question of Shalom and not Shalom. We spoke about last year. We spoke about two things. Let's just review. We have three things, actually. Number one, you have various different brachas that we'll get back to a little bit and see how that works. But we spoke about, right, of course, first comes HaMoitzi, then Mazonos, and then Bar Pri HaGofen. And then we said, as far as separate brachas go, different foods, separate brachas, and then we see, after we have mezonos, bar pri hagafen, and then comes ha'etz, and then you have ha'adama, and then shahakal. So those are the brachas going down the line in the order in case one is eating or drinking all that stuff in front of them at the same time. And so then we spoke about shalom or not, if you have two fruits on the same status in front of you. In other words, I have two fruits that are not from the min shiva, from those fruits from the pasuk, the shiva. And I have two fruits that are not, or I have two fruits that are. So I look at shalom or not. I look at, in other words, I take the fruit that's complete. If one of the fruit is cut up or broken or whatever, so I try and take the fruit that is complete and make the bracha on that if we're dealing with the same brachas. And we spoke about, of course, if it's min shiva or not, if I have two fruits in front of me, we're trying to recap everything. Two fruits in front of me, again, they're both same bracha. When they're not the same bracha, so we spoke about there's an order of what the brachas are, right? All the fruits in front of me, there's an order of which bracha comes first. So then you have, after that, you take, you want to take the one that's from the shiva saminim, right? I have, let's say, a grape and a plum. So the fruit that is from the min shiva, right? A fruit, pomegranate, dates, figs, and so on. So I take the fruit first. I make the bracha on the one that is from the min shiva. This is how it has to work in the order, right? I make the ha'etz on that. When the brachas are the same, then we said if the brachas are the same, either they're both from the shiva saminim, they're both min shiva, or they're both not min shiva, right? Plum and apple, right? And so on. Or they're both from the min shiva or not from the min shiva, right? Plum, apple, orange, apple, or so on. So then you want to take the one that is complete or not, right? So we spoke about that also. So now that we said there's a last category, okay, which is called chaviv. There's something called chaviv. Again, there's two items in the same category, two items which are not min shiva, apple and plum or whatever. Okay, let's take our famous apple and plum, right? And they're both complete. Fine. So that's not an issue. They're both not from the min shiva. They're both not min shiva, apple and plum. They're both complete. So the question is, what bracha do I make? So I'm making only ha'etz, a plum and apple. They're both ha'etz. Which fruit should I take and make the bracha on? Or just pick and choose. What do I do? So Lamaisa then Sefer Yitzra Halachas explains to us, this is all in conjunction. I'm not going through inside the Shulchan Aruch right now because it's, like I said, it's a little bit more complicated, but this is all obviously in conjunction and taken from all this that we're saying, from or mentioning and reading from the Sefer Yitzra Halachas. All this is from obviously the Mechaber, Ramah, Meshabrua, all put together in a package deal where we could have a better understanding. So now they're both on the same status, right? So we're going to take the one that's chaviv. I have an apple and an orange. I'm going to take the item, the apple or the orange, whichever one is more dear, whichever fruit I like better in general. So now the question is, so a person will say, well, of course I'll take the fruit. So that's the fruit that I'm going to make the bracha on. I make only one ha'etz, right? Yeah, we understand. I'm making only one ha'etz. I have an apple and plum. I have an apple and plum and pear in front of me. I make only one ha'etz on all of them, and I'm going to eat them all now. So I take the fruit in the case I just mentioned, where they're all complete and so on, the fruit that is more dear to me, the one that is chaviv. But the question is, what is chaviv? In other words, when we say the word chaviv, I'm fond of it, I like it better, whatever. Is it something, let's take an example so we'll have a better understanding. I always like oranges better. That's what I like. If I eat a plum with an orange, I always like oranges better. If I eat a pear with my orange, I always like oranges better. That's what I like. I'm an orange person. But the question is now I'm in the mood of my plum. I have in front of me an orange and a plum, right? Punk now, something is, I'm in the mood more of the plum. All the time, all week long, I like my orange better when it's together with the plum. But now, when I sit down to eat, I'm more in the mood of the plum than the orange. In other words, I like better. I'm more fond right now of the plum than the orange. So the question is now, do I say I should make the bracha on the plum, right? Because what do you mean? Right now I'm more in the mood of the plum. I'm going to eat the plum and the orange, both of them now. But right now I'm more in the mood of the plum, so maybe make the bracha on the plum. Or should I say, no, what do you mean? All the time I'm in the mood of the orange. No, I like the plum better, but all week long I like an orange better than a plum. That's what I like. And that's my chaviv to me, my quote-unquote chaviv is my orange all the time. All the time. But no, I like better the plum, so which one should I make the bracha on? So, and again, they're both in front of me, and I'm going to be eating them. And what do I do? Which bracha do I make? So we're going to see inside, we'll read from the Sefer Yisrael Lachas what it's all about. I just want to mention outside, there's a Rambam brought down in the Mechaber, where the Mechaber usually doesn't bring a Rishon, you know, with the name and with Halacha Lamaisa and all this type of stuff. But over here in our Siman, Reshit Aleph and Sif Beis, actually the Mechaber brings down the Rambam, who paskins that all the time, Chaviv, whenever the fruit is chaviv to you, that comes first. That comes first, even before shalem and other things also. But we're going to get into that. That's not halacha lemaisa. We don't paskin like that in general. But we're going to see that there is a shita that we want to keep in mind is the Rambam. In lemaisa, halacha lemaisa, we paskin like we've been talking about each shir. But there is a Rambam like that who says chaviv always comes first, and that's brought down in the Mechaber itself. And the Rambam shita is that it's whatever you like now. That whatever you like now, that's the one to make the bracha. But we're going to see more details from the Sefer Yisrael Lachas, how he explains all these halachas, upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Kol Tov.